Authorities are planning to introduce a bill in Parliament that, if passed, would compel all those found guilty of smoking in public to pay a fine of $500 or alternatively spend 6 months in jail. But some habitual smokers like Fabian Munua have vowed not to stop smoking despite the proposed harsh penalties.
Not at all. I smoke tobacco for a reason. Tobacco, whenever I have stress, I smoke tobacco. So I don't think I will stop in any way to smoke tobacco.
But Nigel Gwegwerere says the government's plans are welcome, arguing that most people are affected by passive smoking, especially children and pregnant women.
It's quite good that they encourage people not to smoke where there is a lot of people. You should seclude yourself and smoke your cigarette. Avoid, you know, causing diseases to children. They're vulnerable to such things like cigarettes.
Gwegwerere sentiments were echoed by Kwazana resident Malvin Samembere, who says smoking has no nutritional value.
It's a good plan, but only the fine is too high. If they could reduce the fine up even up to $50 or $100, well, it's reasonable, because, you know, nowadays, through how you can see the situation, through the hardships of the economy, people haven't got money. There's no way a person can get $500. It's not easy to get $500, even $100, even $50. It's not easy to get it. But it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing to do. Issue a fine to a person who is smoking in front of the public. It's a health hazardous. It's totally health hazardous. It's not good. Cigarettes are not good at all, because there's nothing in cigarettes. You can do without cigarettes, but you can do with sadza. You can do with anything which you eat, which can make you go and find a toilet. But with cigarettes, you can't go and find a toilet. You can not say, I've been smoking, so I need to go flush something out from my stomach to the toilet. You can't. Just that.
Greendale resident Gladys Nyoa concurs with Gwegwerere and Samembere. She adds those who do not smoke suffer the most when smokers are allowed to blow their pipes in public.
Public smoking is not right at all. I would support the government's decision to find someone who smokes in public. But I will not support the fine, the $500 fine or the 6 months period in jail. I would support it because there are so many diseases that you can catch from someone smoking in the public. That's all I can say. But for the fine, it's too much. No one can get that amount of money in Zimbabwe. Life is tough. They have to reduce the fine from $500 to something like at least $20 is fine.
But Budiro resident Clayton Ndlela says Zimbabwe would lose a lot of money through tobacco sales if public smoking was banned. Ndlela says that uptake of tobacco would be reduced by the planned move, thereby drastically affecting revenue collection in the country.
For public smoking, I don't think so everyone will accept that, because everyone has got a right. If they won't accept that, they should not grow the tobacco here. Because as far as I know, that's their biggest, almost 80 to 90%. That's their input for supply. Even China, wherever, almost overseas, they supply tobacco. So they should not grow it here in Zim.
Meanwhile, Albert Chidakwa, who says he does not smoke, thinks the government's plans show that authorities are now diverting people's attention to avoid scrutiny in areas where it has failed, in particular running the economy. He adds that the proposed fine is too high, especially at a time when most people in the country are earning salaries that are below the poverty datum line pegged by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, or ZCTU, at $584 for a family of six.
What I think basically is the government of the day has failed. In fact, the government of the day has run out of ideas on how to govern this country. Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't think it's a noble idea, or it's something that we can say it's a good idea to say someone must pay a fine or $500 for public smoking. If you look at things, things are hard right now in Zimbabwe. Life has become difficult for everyone, and a cigarette costs 1 rand or 10 cents. And surely, how can you say someone must pay a fine of $500 for public smoking? So I think the government of the day is run out of ideas, and especially if you consider that the head of state goes to read a stale speech, something that he does not understand. And even those who support him, they go on to clap hands for something that they know that it's not, a correct speech. So it actually goes on to say that the government of the day has just failed to govern this country, and then they should just quit and pave way for others.
Chidakwa's sentiments were echoed by Tichaona Murandu, who lives in Harare's Headcliff High Density suburb. Murandu says the proposed fines are a clear attempt by the cash-strapped government to fleece Zimbabweans of their hard-earned money.
Yeah, actually it's unrealistic in the sense that, you see, considering that we are a tobacco producing nation, since it is like that, I don't think it's fair for them to charge such an amount. And also considering that that 500 is too much money, if you look at most of people here in Zimbabwe, they earn around $250 to $300. If you're a smoker, then you are found smoking in the public and you are charged 500. It means you are forking out 2 months of your salary to pay for that fine. So I don't think it's quite reasonable for them to do that.
Faith Musarurwa, who contested for the Mzarabani parliamentary seat under an MDCT ticket, said authorities should first introduce smoking zones before implementing their proposed plan to criminalize public smoking.
I think it's a brilliant idea for the government to introduce smoking places for those who smoke, because it is causing some health hazard to those who do not smoke. So I think that's the best thing that the government can do for the rest of the nation.
Cigarette manufacturers have been warning tobacco consumers that smoking may be hazardous to health, but the warning has not been heeded by many in the tobacco producing country. Alcohol and Drug Abuse Deputy Director in the Health Ministry, Dorcas Tole, told the Sunday Mail newspaper that Zimbabwe became an affiliate member of the World Health Organization on tobacco control, and some of the prerequisites include aligning tobacco control policies with international regulations. Under the proposed National Alcohol Control Policy Bill that is set to be presented before Parliament, the law would also regulate how much alcohol an individual should consume in public bars. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.